Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much for giving us the floor. From the strategic position of Spain in dealing with drugs, including cocaine coming from Latin America and Europe, and hashish coming mainly from Morocco and also towards Europe, and focusing in particular on the Mediterranean route, the Eastern Mediterranean route, this has been causing problems and has been causing issues in relating to the financing of terrorism. I won't go into depth on our legislation about this, but we'll talk about some of the steps we have taken which have modestly helped. For example, in investigations of the traffic of drugs and dealing with the monetary laundering, the issue is to dismantle the networks. We must destroy them and leave them in ruins. And to destroy any source of income, to bring them before courts, in the case of drug trafficking, to also seize the drugs. The idea of bringing these networks to ruins and organizations, this is important because this is to focus on the victims in society who have been victims of trafficking, so that this revenue that is returned can help with drug addicts. But the issue is transnational. We've heard this from various speakers, and therefore we need intense law enforcement and customs measures, and also legal measures. And if I may humbly say that we need judicial cooperation. In the European Union, cooperation is important. And we need operative cooperation, too, and rapid instruments for this, for bringing court proceedings. We have a lot of conventions, and it's interesting that, well, for example, there's a request made by email, and the prosecutor and judges then are authorized to address this issue. So we have, with other countries, created an Ibero-American network. We have left a document by the door about this, and we work together with other countries in the European Union to review our community law on judicial authority and direct and indirect. And some of the challenges we see are to reach these organizations and the partners and financial stakeholders and to seize goods. And this involves investigators, judges, all stakeholders must strengthen international cooperation, as I mentioned. With regard to the new substances, we need to facilitate measures to address this and include judges and prosecutors in this process. Thank you.